Please be seated. The Missal just provides, you know, such a wealth of subject matter for our points. If you look at the front cover and at the back cover, you see the icon of John the Baptist, and you see about John the Baptist. But we all know that the feast of John the Baptist was yesterday. But he's such a big saint that not only does he get several feasts during the year, but he also, on this big feast of his, which is his beheading, he also gets a post-feast the day after. So if you look at the, you know, title of the, here on the heading, it says on line 3, mode 4, that's the mode of the week. We've talked about that before. And the post-feast of the beheading of John the Forerunner. Okay, so that's why. And you notice that if you were here in time, we sang a hymn at the liturgy for St. John the Baptist. Now, for most of us who were here for Matins, you noticed that when we sang the Katavasias, they were, after we read the list of the saints for, you know, today we stood, and then we started singing the Katavasias. And they were there. That's a seasonal thing, and depending on what season of the year, like what feast is coming up or what feast we're in, that sort of dictates what set of hymns we sing at that time. And you will all will have realized the minute we started singing that they were the Katavasias for the Feast of the Cross. Now, just, you know, rack your brain. What's coming up? Why do you think in August, late August, we are singing hymns, you know, about the Feast of the Cross? Well, we all know that the Feast of the Cross is on September 14th. So as soon as we finish celebrating the Feast of the Dormition of the Theotokos, which was from, I mean, the feast was on the 15th and it extended for another week or so, then we ended that feast. And now these sort of parts of the service that are indicators of a period that we're in kicked in for the Feast of the Cross. So that's why starting sometime in August, we start singing the Katavasias of the Cross, looking forward towards September 14th, which is the actual Feast of the Cross indicated by that icon there. If you notice, and that's for those, the majority of us that were here at Matins. If you missed it, come next week and you'll hear them again. Now, if you look at the bottom of the second column of your hymns there, the Kondakion, mode 4, is different. It says, both Joachim and Anna from their sterility stigma and so on. So if you read it, you realize that it has to do with the birth, the nativity, or the birth of the Theotokos. Now, this part, this particular slot for the hymn, the so-called Kondakion, also, it changes a little more frequently, I think, than the Katavasias do. But again, it's an indicator of what festal, pre-festal, post-festal period we're in. So now, why do you think in late August we are singing a hymn to the birthday of the Theotokos? We all know, even the second grade class knows, that September 8th is the feast day of the nativity or the birth of the Theotokos, and therefore this slot now, this particular hymn, you know, gets that hymn. The other ones are very current. Today we said the When the Women Disciples of the Lord, mode 4, Resurrectional Politikion, because the whole week is in that mode 4. And we said John the Baptist. So, speaking of these changes, you know, currently, unless you're kind of hip, like some of our seniors, you know, who are following the service on their device, on their phone or their iPad or something, you're required, you know, if you want to follow along, you go from your book and then you go to this and from your book and then you have to flip to the back of the book for the Bible reading and etc. And it's convenient enough. The office is kind enough, and your stewardship obviously supports, you know, the printing of these missals. But now imagine if it's coming. It will come. So I'm just preparing you that your service book is actually in your pocket or in your purse. That currently we are able to do this, but come moving forward, or actually there will be an app, a PewBook app, that will make it very convenient just to log in and see the service for today with all the changes integrated into it. So it's not going to put the office out of business by any means. But, you know, imagine how much paper we can save if we don't have to print so many. But also just the convenience of it. And not only that, but it would not only the liturgies, it would have the entire Matin service. It would have all the Vesper services, the Holy Week services, and we wouldn't need to be printing and passing out, and the ushers wouldn't have to worry about where's the basket with today's service and stuff like that. You know, I mean, we're modern people, right? That's coming. This is a little potpourri, you know, session of points today. But and just so you'll know, currently in Istanbul, in Constantinople, these days, all the hierarchs that belong that are come under the Ecumenical Patriarchate are meeting these days. Okay, and it's probably so. I saw a picture, some pictures on Facebook of it. There's I don't know, I couldn't count them. There's got to be at least 100. Yeah, and they're meeting, you know, the things in Turkey, you know, they change every now and then. They're allowing them to meet in one of the old churches, and they've got these long, imagine St. Nectario's Church with no pews, and they've got these long tables with chairs and their microphones, and the patriarch is sitting up here in the front, and they're convening, and I'm almost sure that they're talking about preparation for the great and holy council of all Orthodox churches, which is scheduled to take place in 2016. So check Orthodox Church, Orthodox Christian Network, OCN, or whatever other news services that you get your church news from, and you can read up if they, you know, send any news releases on those things. Let's stand and pray now.